With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Friday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Today's Friday.
Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So, let me just say this. Louisville tied with Florida State. Florida State who beat Notre Dame, but Louisville who lost to Syracuse. Syracuse should be a top 10 team right now, Mike Harmon. Using those transitive properties,
look at
I
you.
Think
Good
that's
job.
How it should work.
The worst thing I ever did was try to teach you some math. Because look at how you can apply it to your evil ways.
Because then Florida State beat LSU. And I can go all the way down LSU with Brian Kelly, everything through. Syracuse should be a top 10 team. They should be a top 10 team.
I like the cut you. Of your jib.
I will say, because I'm rooting for Louisville, because every week that Louisville plays well, and the nationally televised game right now, Florida State and Louisville tied at 21 apiece, Florida State 2-0, the better Louisville does, the better that crushing win over Louisville looks, the more votes we get, and I can buy a t-shirt that says top 25 right for the first time in 40 years. I'd be very excited.
You should start designing one right now.
Oh, I got it's just orange with a middle finger on it. No. It's
that's not a bad way to go. Hey, you know what? You'd move a lot of units.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Hey, speak at units, TJ. So happy Football Friday. And, you know, this is great. You know, getting a week two of the NFL season, another week college football. We got Football Fridays all the way through the end of the year. I know it's hard because you think about how hot it is right now. You know, the heat wave seems to be breaking a little bit. I'm already seeing Christmas trees in Costco, Mike Harmon. So we're already rolling down that road, man.
I've already picked out what I'm getting everybody for the holidays. I was debating giving them to the folks, to y'all early, so that you can use them for your, you know, football festivities. But then what do I get you at Christmas?
Well, if it's a sandwich, give it to me now. Don't save that sandwich till Christmas.
No, I'm going to save it like Homer Simpson. I could never stay mad at you.
When he ate the whole sandwich, it was going bad. He just keep taking bites out of it going,
and now it's turning gray. It's on the top of the trash can.
I remember that. That was so
awesome. It's one of the great episodes of all time. And they got a lot of them to pick from.
So. Oh, hey, there's tons. Big night tonight in Major League Baseball. Obviously, the Mets have already won, and the Braves are down 2-1 in the eighth inning to the Phillies.
Did you see the day my AL MVP pick had today?
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter because he went a month without hitting one, but three home runs for Jordan Alvarez.
That's great. He's only 37 behind Judge, and he's second in the American
37?
League.
37?
Shut up. I mean, this shows you he hadn't hit one in a while. He was hurt, out of the lineup, and he's having a phenomenal year. And then you look at Aaron Judge, and you go, oh, wow, yeah, that's That's picked a bad time to have a really good year if he wants to win MVP.
Well, there you go. And on the other side, you got Babe Schwarber's got 39 now, getting it done.
Yeah,
no, it's fun time of year, though. Three more weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, but Schwarber, if I'm right, he's got 39 home runs and 43 RBI.
That's about right.
Is that his number? Okay, I want to make sure I get that right.
How many of Judge's are solo shots? Isn't it like 40 of his?
Yes, and of course I say it. Now the Braves just take the bleeping lead. You know, it was 2-1 forever. I come on the air and say something, and now suddenly it's 3-2. I hate baseball.
You spoke it into existence.
I know. I hate baseball. I hate baseball. I hate it.
No, you
don't. I hate
you
baseball.
You love it. The only thing you love more is the concept of your Syracuse Orange suddenly being a top 25 team.
I'm feeling happy about that.
And then just like when all those closers had perfect innings, that's another sign of the apocalypse.
Hey, you know, shouldn't those closers that we talk about, shouldn't Hader and Kimbrell and Jansen all come out, all their entrance music should all be Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory? Shouldn't that be their entrance music? I mean, forget about Let It Go and, you know, No. It should be Gonna Make You Sweat, because that's what happens when these guys come in the game. At least they're telling you what to expect. I know what to expect. These guys are coming in. They're gonna make me sweat. Gonna make you sweat till you bleed. Is that dope enough? Indeed. That should be the entrance song for all three of those pitchers.
That's not bad.
I like that. But we begin tonight. Got a big night of football. We're going to give you our upset special picks. Going to preview the college games, the big NFL games. Got some big blowouts potentially on the horizon on Sunday.
Some big friends stopping by to talk about everything in your wagering interests.
But last night we talked about I don't want to say the genius of Adam Silver, but the hot take that Adam Silver wants Robert Sarver, Suns owner, banned for life. He's just too afraid to do it, right? I've told you so. And every time you see Adam Silver do something, you come around to my way of thinking that he doesn't want to do anything. He's afraid. He has no spine. He has no backbone. He doesn't want to take on the players with anything that's important. Doesn't want to take on the owners with anything that's important because he works for them. He won't stand up for a minute when something right needs to be done. 17 years of misbehavior that includes racism, misogyny, and still Robert Sarver gets a 1-year suspension. He has this crazy press conference in which Adam Silver basically portrays himself as, I'm just the commissioner. I don't know what to do. I couldn't give him more of a punishment than this. I don't know how to equivocate a $10 million fine with an owner, with an employee. I just don't know. And he looked awful for a day. And then I thought, is this the plan all along? Because you knew when he stepped out and did his thing and explained his reasoning, it was going to be roundly criticized, and the players would jump in, and it would get worse for Sarver. And eventually, as you and I said, Sarver's going to have control wrested away from him. Eventually, he's not going to be the Suns owner. Well, what happened? We saw LeBron James weigh in. This is a bad decision. This is the wrong decision. Chris Paul weighed in. That was the wrong decision. You had the Suns minority owner a day ago say Sarver needs to be banned. And now the NBPA executive director, Tamika Tremaglio, said she's speaking on behalf of all the NBA players when she called for a lifetime ban of Robert Sarver. Okay? Now she says, I am speaking for all the NBA players. So now it looks like Adam Silver is going to get what he wants. He knows he has to get Sarver out of the league, but he doesn't want to upset the owners because the owners are going to be upset and going, wait, this is the second owner now you kicked out of the league. Okay, I get that Sterling was racist and I get this is bad, but you're starting to kick owners out of the league and you work for us. So because of his spinelessness, his plan, this hot take now, really looks like it's legit, that he came out soft on purpose, knowing full well that this was going to be the response by the players, by the league, and they weren't going to rest with a one-year suspension for Robert Sarver. So now, with this uprising all across the league that, hey, this was wrong and this needs to be done better, and it does, because I still can't believe Robert Sarver only gets a year suspension, and he was upset about it. Now that this happened, Adam Silver can go back to the owners and said, hey, the game's in trouble. I got to do something here, and I got to ban Robert Sarver. I don't want to do it, but I kind of have to. And the owners will have to capitulate. They'll have to agree and say, yes, we understand. We know you didn't want to do it. You gave him a year ban, but wow, the players are really mad. This is really bad. Coaches don't like it. Nobody likes this. Yes, we understand. You have to do what you have to do. And he's going to get the right result, which is Robert Sarver out of the game. The players will be happy because they will have gotten him out. And the owners, even though they won't be happy, they will be satisfied that it wasn't Adam Silver pushing on this, saying, hey, I got to get another bad owner out of the game. It's almost as if he shrugged his shoulders saying, I can't do anything else. I have to get rid of the guy. And the owners are going to say, we understand. And he's going to get this whole thing solved and not have to worry about standing up and making a stand. It's going to feel like, well, I have to do this because it's all laid out for me.
Yeah, I'm looking through it, and one of the things, as we talked with Rick Bucher on Wednesday, Jason, and it's the old mantra that runs through, and Rick made sure to highlight it, is, you know, follow the money and how things start to flow in terms of large corporate partners to the league, to the team itself, as you go through. And there was a big moment earlier where PayPal issued a statement saying, hey, we're not going to renew the deal if Sarver remains involved with the Suns after the season. PayPal's deal with the Suns ends after this season. Now, here's the thing. From everything, I'm trying to find, you know, cold, hard numbers to this. The only thing that I've been able to find are a couple of reports that say it's worth about $3 million a year. Guess what? $3 million a year ain't moving the needle, folks, in terms of forcing a guy out. They'll find another company to put a logo on there. But if you have pressure from some of the sponsors and partners that are tied to the league's television packages, tied to just overall the official insert product here of the NBA, then you start talking, because now we're talking substantive money and maybe a trickle-down effect. But a threat from PayPal about a $3 million patch on their jerseys, that's a nice start if you're looking for the end game of Sarver being removed. That's not it. Now, he's still contending. You're taking these things out of context, or I was joking, or I didn't understand, trying to do all that. You know, I've been in corporate culture, and I've been around here all these years. I had no idea. But now I'm learning. I don't know that it's going to fly, right? Because one of the big arguments they made was, well, it has been better the last couple of years. Same argument that's been made by the Washington Commanders trying to save the bacon of Snyder up in there. So it's the financial pressure. LeBron and Chris Paul and everybody speaking out. The guy who has the second most shares of the Suns, I don't know how much weight that really has, because that becomes a, well, you're looking to make a power play. So that's taken with a grain of salt. But the fact that you do have people that are part of the larger ownership group, I guess, does have some weight just lessened a bit by the self-interest in that regard. But it is something for the NBA PA. They've got to keep pressing it, right? They can't let this die. And maybe goes back to, we had that Sports Illustrated profile of Steph Curry that came out. I think that was either last week or the week before, where one of his regrets that he laid out in the article was not walking away when there was the threat of a boycott related to Donald Sterling. Curry, LeBron James, Chris Paul, and others may need to lead a similar and actually execute such a strategy if they really want to push the needle on this one.
I'm sure they will. And the only reason it hasn't been even hotter, and it's pretty hot right now, is because we're not playing.
Right, they're not in camp.
Teams aren't
right?
They're not together. Right.
Yeah.
But for not being together, they seem pretty together. Right, I mean, they're
well. I mean, technology
this,
but, is yeah. The best of things and the worst of things,
right,
depending on your point of view.
But when guys are in the locker room every day and they're talking about it, and it's easier to make plans, easier to say this is what we're going to do. I understand. Yes, you have my support. It would have happened a little bit faster. This may be a little bit more of a slow burn, but yeah, it's going to happen. And if nothing is done, you're going to get the players to say we're not going to play if you don't ban him free. And then what are you going to do? And is Adam Silver really going to say, no, I'm going to stand behind an owner and 17 years of misogynistic behavior rather than players who are saying, hey, do the right thing for both men and women and racially? Are you really going to do that? Is Adam Silver really going to say, yep, I got to stand behind Robert Sarver? No way. No way. Players are going to make this happen. And in the end, it's going to be the players who wind up getting the right result. Because this is not an allegation. This is not a report. This was not one night at a holiday party where I got loose-lipped and said things I shouldn't have, which is still wrong. This is 17 years.
Yeah, it's systematic.
17 years
and across so many different people. I mean, they interviewed 320 people.
It's a lot of people, man.
You got a lot of things. You got a full section just on interactions with Earl Watson saying, don't do that. What are you thinking? Saying this, that, repeating what Draymond had to say in circumstances, using all the language that here in 2022, I think anybody that's older than three knows you can't use. So it's just a curiosity now of how much that pressure ramps up. And we got a couple of weeks till they're in camp, right? The first preseason games, I want to say, are the first weekend in October. So let's see. This is going to ramp up pretty fast.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We could talk about how complicated other banks may get to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, happy football Friday. We are getting set for a big Saturday where potentially Syracuse could get to 3-0 and jump in the top 25, maybe the top 10, maybe the top 5.
Top 10?
Yeah, why not, right? Go big, go home. I don't want to sneak
in
at 23.
You kept talking and said top 5.
Yeah, I'm not sneaking in. We're 3-0. We beat Louisville. Louisville's not bad. Okay, we should be in the... If Notre Dame can be 0-2 and still get more votes than us, come on, man. Really? Come on. Come on.
But they're Notre Dame. I mean, that's what they do.
Every day I miss Beano Cook because I would have this conversation with him. He would say, buddy, they couldn't shine the shoes of the Notre Dame players back in the 70s. Montana. And then when you go through, and he would just do this. He would do this whole thing about Notre Dame. And I say Notre Dame because Beano says Notre Dame. That's why I say it. A lot of people go Notre Dame, Notre Dame. No, I say Notre Dame because Beano says Notre Dame.
That's how I learned it, all from Beano Cook. Because the guys in my neighborhood that had nothing to do with the school and claimed them, they didn't know how to pronounce it anyway, so it's all good.
Everything I learned in life, I learned from Beano Cook. But
there's
tomorrow,
there.
Everything kicks off tomorrow morning right here on Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff, tune in tomorrow morning, Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern, and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. We take you live all the way to kickoff here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app, presented by BetMGM. And one of those superstars joining us now to break down the big day in college football. You can follow him on Twitter at Jared Lee Smith. It's at Jared Lee Smith. Jared Smith, lead betting analyst at Pickwise, co-host Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Jared, what do you think? Syracuse, if they win tomorrow, top 5, top 3 team maybe?
I do like Syracuse tomorrow, guys. Thanks for having me on. Excited for another week. I was actually looking at that game right now, right before I hopped on. So it is kind of funny that that's the first game you lead off with. Garrett Trader's numbers look fantastic. And Syracuse's offense, only team in the country that has converted all of their red zone chances while also not allowing a score in the red zone.
Done.
Impressive stuff.
Garrett Trader,
Syracuse so far this year.
Number one rated quarterback the first 2 weeks of the – he's the front runner for the Heisman. If the Heisman Trophy vote ended today, it's Garrett Trader. It is. All right, but seriously, tomorrow, the big kickoff, you know, you're going to go right into kickoff with Georgia and South Carolina. Georgia's brand new number one. But South Carolina's got a pretty good offense. Can they keep this one close? Who do you like here?
Yeah, so Georgia to me is kind of the best team in the country right now. And I understand that it's on the road and it's an SEC game and all of those fun things. But when I look at the personnel on both sides of the football, I just see a lot of advantages for Georgia. The defense has completely reloaded. On the outside, they're absolutely stacked. And on offense, it looks like Todd Monken is just kind of letting things go. And I like that because when you look at Stetson Bennett, again, his numbers have been solid too. And there's not a ton of high-end talent on the outside in terms of pass catchers, besides maybe the tight end. But they're kind of just letting Stetson do his thing, and they're not shackling him like they did last year because they had that great defense. They almost said, Stetson, don't make any mistakes. We're going to win the game. Now I think they're a little bit more devil may care. At least that's the vibe I get from Todd Munkin, and it's been impressive so far. So I don't like to lay big numbers on the road in the SEC, but I would be surprised if Georgia didn't put a hurt. I mean, Spencer Rattler's been terrible. That's what the ratings say so far. He's grading out as basically a bottom 20 quarterback in college football, and I just don't see a lot that I like with South Carolina here.
Jared, one of the game noted Big Ten honk Midwest football. Jason will now inundate your inbox with lots of questions of Syracuse and power rankings going forward. So
power ranking,
just be ready for that going forward.
We're the power ranking,
but hey, you know what? We got to do it. Oklahoma, 11-point favorites at Nebraska. Nebraska in the post Scott Frost era, you know, trying to get a read on what they'll look like with interim coach Mickey Joseph at the helm. This is one of the games that I'm curious to watch because my Northwestern Wildcats helped usher in a new era there. So curious what the first step is.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to bet on Nebraska, because if it wasn't for that win by Northwestern, maybe I'd still be wallowing in the Scott Frost era right now, looking at this Nebraska team as just a massive underachiever. And listen, in the gambling market, we live for these types of moments because the volatility, or I guess the unknown, of a new head coach coming in, it gives you a lot of upside. And obviously the floor is much lower because we really don't know what we're going to get with Mickey Joseph. But I think we knew what we were getting with Scott Frost, and that was holding a team back, which was, frankly, when I look at the grades, a pretty talented team. And when you stack these two teams up, Oklahoma and Nebraska toe for toe, not a lot separates them in the just straight up talent department. And I think that's where you look at Scott Frost and his record, especially in one-score games. Well, yeah, I know they didn't win a lot of those one-score games, but if they're in a lot of one-score games, that means that they're at least in the neighborhood. And it maybe just takes one of these, you know, sparks to you know, push a team that, again, has a lot of talent forward in a positive direction. And, again, I look at the quarterback situation, the quarterback matchup here. Both guys are transfers. They're both having great seasons. Skylar Thompson also has a ton of experience against Oklahoma. He threw 5 touchdowns against them last year as a member of Texas. So I can see a lot of positives for Nebraska here. And, oh, by the way, Brent Venables, his third game as a head coach, his first true road game in Lincoln, big noon, all the pomp and circumstance. You're getting double digits here with the Cornhuskers. I don't necessarily want to go so far and say they're going to win this game, but I think this game is going to be close.
Lead betting analyst at PickWise, co-host Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, Jared Smith with us here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so before we get into a couple of top 25 games, every week everybody wants to believe in Notre Dame. No, this week they got to go. No, okay. This week they got to go. Notre Dame, this week, what do you think?
You know, they're
you're full of confidence.
Print that one, AT.
All right, I don't know. What is that a BLRGGRRRH? What is that from Jay? I got okay.
Oh man. So when I look at, you know, Pro Football Focus does a fantastic job of giving me a lot of these player grades, and I like to dive deep into the individual matchups. And, you know, you get red light, green light, yellow light for kind of matchups and teams and, you know, units. And there's a lot of red on Notre Dame's board, especially at the quarterback position. And that's a very bad thing. And the part that surprises me the most, obviously it's a backup quarterback, and, you know, say what you want about that, what that says about the program and where the depth is at that position. But I think the offensive line being subpar is really the thing that surprises me. They only have one offensive line graded in the top 100 of every offensive line grade in the country so far. That's what Notre Dame should be. And I know the skill position guys, sometimes they hit or miss. The tight end is really good, Mayer. But outside of that, there just isn't a lot of talent on this Notre Dame, especially offense. And when you have a team that is clearly scuffling with their confidence, the one thing that you can overcome is, hey, I'm just going to get the ball in my playmakers' hands and let them in space do a thing. Well, Notre Dame really doesn't have that. And now it's a backup quarterback, and even the defense got pushed around by Marshall last week. So it's hard to find positives. And you're telling me I got to lay – and I know Cal's awful. And trust me, I'm looking at Cal's numbers right now. There's not a lot to like about them either. But it's hard to lay double digits with an offense that had struggling pushing Marshall around last week. Now Cal's going to come in with at least a couple of pieces up front. And, you know, they have a Pac-12 roster compared to, a power or a group of five roster. So I would stay very far away from laying double digits with the Irish until further notice.
Okay, quick one before we get to another top 25. To follow up on Notre Dame, how much of a coefficient do you throw on motivation for a team that had such heights and now trying to reevaluate what they're playing for?
The motivation was there last week. You know, they were 0-2 under Freeman. It was his first home game. And they had lost in a fashion against Ohio State that gave people a lot of hope.
Right.
Where they were in that game and then they just moved it. So the motivation factor in college football, the only thing that I use that in my handicapping for is on the letdown side. So we'll get to a game in a little bit. Perhaps that's a little bit of a letdown game with BYU and Oregon on the Cougar side. So that to me is when I look at motivation. They're 18 to 23 year old kids. If you can't get fired up for a game, then you have a problem. It's when you are coming off of a win and that high and you struggle to keep that momentum. That's kind of how I handicap the momentum side of college football.
Well, you teased it there. BYU getting 3.5 on the road at Oregon. Most people still remembering Oregon getting absolutely pasted in their opener. How do you evaluate this one?
Oh, man. You know, when you look at this game, it's really hard to judge Oregon based on what we saw through those first two games. And here's why. So you get that first game spotlight, Coach Lanning's first real big test, and it's against Georgia. And we don't know how good Georgia is because they lost a ton of talent. And it was obvious that Georgia was undervalued in the market. They exceeded oddsmaker expectations to the highest degree. And then they play Eastern Washington last week. And Eastern Washington typically is a good FCS team. They're down this year. So they're on the bottom end of the FCS programs in terms of they're not an upper tier FCS program. So you get these opposite data points where it's really hard to judge what Oregon is. Then we look at the BYU side, and they've been fantastic, exceeding oddsmaker expectations. Again, last week they put together the perfect game plan to beat Baylor. And despite all of that, the line didn't move in their favor. And usually when it's sitting at that 3.5 mark, which is kind of where it is now, and you get a opposite spectrum game where Oregon gets, you know, embarrassed on national TV and BYU then the following week wins a ranked game, it usually that hook evaporates and you see the sharp money, the smart money come in on the underdog that's looking spunky. Well, the market hasn't moved in that direction. And that tells me, I think, that Oregon is probably the sharper side here. I think the distinction I want to make is Bo Nix at home compared to on the road. His completion percentage increases about 10%. Yards per attempt goes up 6-1 touchdown to interception ratio at home, while on the road, more interceptions than touchdowns. Well, Austin Stadium is going to be a very friendly environment for him. Oregon's got a 20-game home winning streak. It's the third longest in the FBS. BYU also offensively is going to be hamstrung, probably without their two best receivers. I don't think we're going to see a repeat of what we saw from freshman Chase Roberts, the 122 yards on 15 targets. He also threw a touchdown pass. BYU emptied the tank in that game against Baylor. Now you have to face an Oregon front that's as good, as nasty, and you're without your two top wide receivers. I don't think they're going to run it well. Might not be able to throw it if they're kind of hamstrung on the outside. How is BYU going to move the ball here? So I think the market's telling you that Oregon's the right side in this game.
So the national game on Big Fox. After that, another game I know you're hot on, Michigan State 2-0, Washington 2-0. A, how do you like this game? And B, if Michigan State starts out 3-0, does Mel Tucker get another $95 million?
Well, maybe he should make a donation to, the secondary academy of America, because, you know, that is going to be the big, matchup here that I'm going to keep a very close eye on. The Kalen DeBoer reunion with Michael Penix has been fantastic. 58% success rate, top 10 efficiency rating for this Huskies offense through two games. I think their wide receiver group is a little undervalued. They've got some talent out there that we're not really talking about because it's Washington and they're not the high profile Pac-12 team, of course, with USC being in that conference. But again, Mel Tucker had to coach the secondary this year. That's how bad the secondary was last season for Sparty. And it's been okay so far this year. They're about 50th in passing defense, but they face two MAC teams that are outside the top 70 in passing efficiency. So I don't want to look too much into that. Now they head west, where they haven't won in 35 years, 0-5 actually in the Pacific time zone for Sparty over the last three decades plus. Peyton Thorne, too. We talk about those home road splits with Bo Nix. Well, the same could be said about Peyton Thorne. Completion percentage dropped 11% from home to road. Yards per attempt goes from 9.4 to 7.7. So say what you want about the Huskies' defense. It's probably a little below average unit. I think Peyton Thorne might not be able to take advantage of that. Then you look at the advantages on the other side for Washington's offense against this Sparty defense, and I think we are going to see an edge there for the Huskies. And I love, again, Kalen DeBoer, talk about a coaching upgrade for this Husky squad. Fantastic stuff from him so far, and I think they got some cooking going on there in Seattle that I'd like to see.
He's on Twitter at Jared Lee Smith. That is at Jared Lee Smith, lead betting analyst at Pickwise. Check him out tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern, Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff. Jared, appreciate it, my friend. Have a great day. And then when Syracuse wins, we'll talk about them in the top five.
Big fan of the Cuse tomorrow, guys.
All right.
Hey, so, thanks, Jared. Appreciate the time.
All right. And if it goes south, I'm blaming Jared. Just so you know.
You got to have a
just
fall
so
guy.
You know. Right.
We learned that long ago. You got to have a fall.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. So a big week two in the NFL. Many nervous fans of teams that could go 0-2. But there's a couple of big games getting a lot of attention this week. Mike, I'm telling you, I see huge blowouts.
Well, we got four games with double-digit spreads, and then you have another two that are 7 or higher.
But I mean more so than – I'm talking about teams that are going to put 40 on another team, or teams are going to win by at least 20. And I would love to see the reverse happen, because it's always good when they're better, but – the first game I want to get to here, the Bengals are going to smash Dallas. They are going to just absolutely smash them. And it's not even going to be, hey, Joe Burrow's pissed. They're going to clean up the 5 turnovers from last week. Dallas is on its heels right now. They can make a brave face about coming back with Cooper Rush, but they know they're in trouble. And more importantly, they know their run defense stinks. And Cincinnati's run defense is terrific. You already heard Mike McCarthy say this week they want to run the football more. They don't want to throw the football. Okay, guess what? You're going to get pasted. And that's how this is going to go on Sunday. There's no way out for Dallas. And Cincinnati's going to, and it's not even going to be Joe Burrow throwing for 4 or 5 touchdowns. This game is not about the quarterbacks. This is going to be about controlling the line of scrimmage. The Bengals are going to manhandle the Cowboys. And it's going to be, hey, man, this is like DEFCON 5 for the Cowboys. Now, they are pressing all kinds of panic buttons because they're going to sit at home again and they're going to get smacked.
Yeah, the only way that Dallas can make this a game is if Micah Parsons and that pass rush can get home with regularity. Because what have we seen? Joe Burrow gets thrown around like a rag doll every week. I mean, that is fact, right?
But they
That's
fixed
not opinion.
The offensive line, but they fixed it.
And what did I tell you before last week? No.
We fixed the glitch.
Look, and maybe by midseason, these 5 guys have figured it out and they orchestrate it. We've talked about it a lot without playing in the preseason and trying to say, all right, here's your 5 new guys. Who's this guy lining up next to me? Well, you know, you did some work in practice, but not to this level. I mean, you've got Mike McCarthy already throwing Kellen Moore under the bus. Look, Jerry's not going to fire you, Mike. Not in season. It's just not going to happen. So you don't need to go and try to cut the legs out of Kellen Moore just yet. Now, his play calling was deplorable in week 1 before Dak's injury. And there's no hope in this game. Like, really, unless you get a pick 6, scoop, a sack and a scoop and a score kind of situation, they're going to get buried.
Trying to make the Cowboys happen is just not going to happen. Another one where it's because I to me that's an obvious one. Like it's obvious the Bengals are going to just crush the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean obviously for our talking points, I really hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, hey, it's better when the Cowboys are good.
I hope they're good enough to make it a mess because then the Bengals are now 0-2. We talk about Super Bowl hangovers. We talk about the offensive line. Joe Burrow, is he elite? Is he spending too much time talking? I don't know. I mean, we would do those things to every other quarterback. He would jump into that boat.
Joe Flacco just heard elite. Wait, someone said elite? Elite?
That's right. His ears perk up. No question.
The Raiders are going to put at least 40 on the Cardinals. The Cardinals came into this season, and it's like they didn't learn anything. It's like they picked up right where they left off last. It's like a horror movie when a sequel picks up like a minute after the last one ends, and you go, oh, no, things are still really bad for these teenagers. It's like, oh, yeah, the Cardinals have solved their issues. Everything is fine. Nope. All the same issues they had the end of last year. They are flat. The honeymoon period is over. They looked awful. And the Raiders, their offense is going to just hum. And this is going to be another big week. Arizona will snap out of it a little bit offensively. They'll put points on the board, but this is going to be a Raiders team that's just going to go to town in this game. And the this is going to be like one of those 41-21 type games where,
wow,
man, here's Derek Carr. He throws for four touchdowns. Devontae Adams has three. That's the kind of game here. This is another one living in blowout city.
Can they find any kind of pass rush against that sieve-like Las Vegas offensive line? That's really your only hope. Right, that is where we're at in terms of wishing, wanting, hoping for a competitive game. Six drives of 6 yards or fewer last week against the Chiefs before finally coming and playing and putting up some points down the stretch when it was no longer a game. Possible J.J. Watt makes an appearance. Wait and see there. If so, then maybe you give him a puncher's chance. I just don't see Derek Carr putting 40 on anybody.
Just watch, buddy. Just watch. I'm telling you, just watch. It's going to happen.
If he stays myopic and keeps looking at Devontae Adams all day, I don't know. 51.5 the total.
Twitter at how about, oh, they may do it all by themselves. Twitter at how about a Fresca, Mike, at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, we look at one of the biggest games of the NFL this week and the biggest villain in the game. This is Fox.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.